24 hours a day on News Radio KMAN, Manhattan.
News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. I'm Dave Lewis. It's 5 o'clock. We have been continuing our reports on COVID-19 as a response or as it reflected in our area. Today, we are happy to have back on the air this afternoon, Julie Gibbs, the Riley County Health Department Director. Julie, a pleasure once again to have you on the air. Thank you so much for making the commitment to do these regular reports that we have here at 5 o'clock on KMAN. We have not seen any additional positive cases of COVID-19 in Riley County. Knock on wood, two or three times.
Correct. No more positives in Riley County. We've seen an increase, of course, statewide. We currently have 98 positive cases in Kansas. Still just the two deaths in the Kansas City area.
I was looking down the sheet, and there's now 10 Kansas counties that have cases that they have been reported, and some of the additional ones include Doniphan up in the far northeast, as well as Lyon County, where Emporia is, Linn County, and Reno County with a couple. Woodson County, I think, is a new entry on the list, but 36 reports in Johnson County. I know they're really trying to battle this community spread in the Kansas City metro area.
Yeah, they've issued a stay-at-home, as well as Douglas County. So, yeah, they're doing what they can to stop that spread.
And what are you seeing so far in Manhattan and throughout the area from some of your colleagues in nearby counties?
Yeah, so really not much more as far as positive cases here in Manhattan or in the following counties. We don't see any sign of community spread, and that's a good thing. So we just continue to monitor the situation. It could change any time.
And the social distancing obviously is playing a key role in that to prevent that from happening.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of our key points, key messages that we put out to the community is stay at home. You know, we have our current order in place, which is there to protect everyone. And the overall message of that is really to stay home unless you need to get out for essentials like food or health care. But we just want you to stay home. That's an effort to flatten the curve and prevent our healthcare system from being overwhelmed.
Yesterday, we talked a little bit about the new drive-through swabbing stations that you have set up. Bring us up to date on how that works, and then also if someone feels like they may be dealing with a coronavirus issue, how they can participate.
Sure. So that's in coordination with the Conda Prairie Health Center. We did initiate a drive-through swabbing station today, and it's taking place at the Family and Child Resource Center, which is right across from the health department. It's only for individuals who have symptoms and have been evaluated by their provider. So we cannot allow for individuals to just drive through without those measures in place. So the first step would be to call our screening call center. If you have symptoms such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, you'll want to call that screening center, and that number is 785-323-6400. That is managed by healthcare professionals and will be available every day from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m., even on the weekends. So again, this is only if you're experiencing those symptoms, and from there, depending on your condition, you may be directed to call your primary care provider for further evaluation, and at that point, they may direct you to the swabbing station. So again, that screening number is 785-323-6400.
How many people have you had come through the drive-through station so far?
So far, only one. I haven't checked on the 3 to 4 times a day, so we may have had more come through today, but as of this morning, we've only had one.
Well, good. I guess that's good news so far.
Yeah.
Well, outside of the coronavirus aspect, you know, and the day-to-day work of the health department, the WIC program is something that that you manage here for not just for Riley County, but also for Fort Riley. And wanted to bring our listeners and residents up to date on how the WIC program is being managed and what hiccups there may be with that situation.
Sure. So current participants are continuing to receive WIC benefits, and new applicants are being processed every day. WIC appointments are being conducted using telephone, computer, or other technology. Clinic staff are assessing and certifying applicants for eligibility and issuing food benefits remotely to those who are determined eligible. So currently, Riley County WIC is in operation Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., and Fridays, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. So those hours really haven't changed much from our previous operations. Now, normally, participants and applicants of the program must be physically present to receive services. However, effective yesterday, the USDA and Kansas State Agency waived the physical presence requirement. So this waiver applies to areas in which clients have been closed to the public or in areas that are under a current stay-at-home order. So the physical presence waiver will also be used for those persons who are under quarantine, whether voluntary or involuntary.
Okay. Well, do you have any other advice that you'd like to pass along to our residents this morning? And I know, you know, the drive-through thing is one thing, but also that call screening is a number. Are you hearing anything as far as how people are handling things? Any concerns about throughout the community in terms of behavior issues?
Sure. No, we really haven't had many issues. We've had a lot of questions. And so due to that, we are going to be setting up a Q&A hotline. This will be answered by Riley County Health Department staff and will be available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So that is if you have questions. That's different from our screening line. It's just if you have questions about coronavirus or the order that's put in place, those are where you can direct your questions. Right now, we're fielding quite a few questions at the health department, and it's fine to keep calling the health department. We also see some questions on our Facebook page, but when we get this number up and running, which will hopefully be tomorrow, we will put that number out, and again, that will be just for questions and answers.
Good. Also understand that the Red Cross drive today, they were able to go over their goal, which is something we don't hear enough of. But we just also want to pass along to our listeners about the K-State drive that's happening at the Holiday Inn at the campus from 10 to 4 tomorrow and Thursday. And the need for blood continues, and especially during this time when so many blood drives have been canceled.
Yes, so please get out and give blood. That's essential.
Julie Gibbs, thank you very much. Keep the good fight. Give our best to all your staff and all those that you're working with down at the EOC. We appreciate your input this afternoon, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director on News Radio KMAN. We will have this interview also complete and on the online as well as on social media in a matter of minutes. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Weather is brought to you by Danker Roofing. Call Danker.